Okay, I'll try as best as I can every day to discuss a different one of the 48. The 48 Kinyanim of Torah listed in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav. Obviously, I don't have enough time because I'm starting a little bit late to go through each one sequentially. I'll try to pick those that aren't obvious. There are some that are obvious. First one, for example, you acquire Torah through Talmud. Well, it's pretty difficult to imagine not acquiring Torah through Talmud. But we'll try to discuss some of the issues that are a little less obvious very briefly. So I think the fourth one, and I'm not in front of a Pirkei Avos right now, is Binas Halev. A little bit odd. We'd think that Talmud Torah is more intellectual, more cerebral, more cognitive. What does it have to do with the lave? I'm asked this question a lot. Very often I'm discussing yeshiva with boys who want to learn in yeshiva. I say, well, okay, you've told me about the learning. Tell me about the spirituality in yeshiva. Sadly, in high school and beyond, many people don't find Talmud Torah spiritual. To me, it's a very deeply spiritual experience. I'll try to describe it. I know what they're referring to, is saying how else can you achieve spirituality outside of Talmud Torah, which is an important question. I'm not in any way trivializing that question. But we think of Talmud Torah as purely cognitive. But the degree of emotional investment is crucial. Firstly, to aid the experience. Something we care about more, that we're invested in, that we're emotionally committed to. Learning is meant to be a holistic experience. It's not just, obviously, your mind is the tool and the instrument, but the level of engagement, the level of commitment, the level of retention. Rav Lichtenstein once told me that if you're unable to understand a Tosfos, remember a Tosfos, it's not because you're intellectually limited, it's because you're morally flawed or emotionally less committed to Torah. If you knew that Torah was eternal, it's the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it actually matters like that, that Am Yisrael heard the entire Torah from Hashem at Har Sinai, they wouldn't have forgotten it. It doesn't mean that miraculously they would have remembered each word, but they would have valued each word of Torah. If you had a dream and Hashem came to you in a dream and shared some conversation with you, you'd remember every word of that dream as best you can. You'd write it down, you'd review it every day. So the emotional investment is crucial in terms of understanding Torah and acquiring Torah, how committed we are to Torah. But it's also not just the comprehension level, but the internalization level. In the Sefer HaTanya, he actually uses a different phrase for that. He divides the epistemological process, the process of studying anything, but certainly of Torah, into three stages, the famous three stages of Chabad, Chachma, Bina, Vadas. Chachma is that first flash of curiosity, of intellectual engagement. Bina he uses to describe the analysis, the thorough, rigorous analysis. And he uses the word Das to describe internalization. Adam Yadas Chava doesn't mean he knew who Chava was, but there was a level of merging and fusion between men and women, and how do you fuse yourself to knowledge. And that's really the challenge of Talmud Torah, not just studying it and understanding what Torah says, but internalizing it. And I think that in our world, that internalization has to be checked and has to be thought about more carefully. I think there's a lot of reading, even more listening. Torah has become more available. People listen to shiur, maybe even listening to this quick shiur and other shiur on your playlist or Spotify. And so a lot of listening and a lot of reading. I think you need time to process. And process means analysis. And when you analyze, you don't just understand it deeper or better. Analysis isn't just important. We think of analysis, well, it'll be more depth, less depth. I'll rely upon the depth of the person who I'm listening to. But when you analyze something, when you think about something, you entrench it more in your personality. It becomes more part of your identity. It becomes so much of the challenge is we hear things and we read things and we study things, but it doesn't affect us. It doesn't become part of us. We hear it. Maybe we retain some of the knowledge and the wisdom, but it doesn't get into our veins, into our bloodstream, into our core subconscious identity. And I know that when I give shiur, I like to think about a sugya for 24 hours. I know the difference when I give shiur and just material that I haven't had the chance to process, and I call it marinade, and just immerse myself in the sugya for 24 hours. I feel like I'm living that sugya. And from a pedagogic standpoint, it's a better shiur. But more importantly, I've personalized the Torah, and it's become a deeper part of me. I can access it better. It shapes who I am. So it's not just that your heart should be affected, that the lave should be affected by Torah, because this is the word of Hashem, and the privilege to learn, the privilege to teach the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be overwhelming, should be awe-inspiring, should be scintillating as I try to make it in my life. It feels a tremendous chus to study Torah, to be able to have the tremendous privilege to teach Torah. But The amount of emotional investment affects both the cognitive success of the experience, but more importantly, not more importantly, but of equal importance, the existential internalization and personalization of the Torah we study. So hopefully we'll get a chance every day to share a few minutes on each one of these midos.